Okay. What do you call it, you know, after a storm, when the weather is, you know, the clouds are disappearing and it stopped raining and the sun's beginning to break through? What do you call that time after the storm? You say the weather is what? Well, if you don't have a word for that?
No, sir, I don't have a word for that. Right. That's the Lord's business. I got into that. This storm, I'm in another storm.
What do you say? What do you say that the Lord is doing with the weather then?
He got the whole world's hand.
Well, when he's making a storm.
Well, it might be winding me up y'all in New York, it might be one down here in Georgia. I don't know about that.
Well, what, suppose there's one right here, and you say something about, Lord, get this storm out of here, and the Lord does it. What do you say he's doing to the storm?
All in his hand.
It's just all in his hand. Do you ever use the words like clearing up? You say it's clearing up?
Yes.
Is that what you say, or do you say, what kind of word do you use? If you don't, that's all right. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long? You know, the bottom just drops out of the sky. What do you call
that? I call that a cloud bust, but it's something that rains so much.
It's a cloud.
Go back, Jerry. He's busy now. Go back. Go back where he was. Go on.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Shelf of a fireplace.
Yeah, you know how you have a fireplace in a room, and then there may be a shelf right over it that kind of sticks out over the fireplace. What do you call that?
That's called I just make more than a bit from. I went on brick. I did that over it. It's called a. Like this house, you had a chimney up there.
Yeah, if it had a chimney and you had a fireplace over here, and it had a little shelf that kind of stuck, and you could put a clock up there, you could put pictures of people up on it, yeah. That sort of thing. What would you call that shelf?
I call it a fireplace and mantles up there.
It's a mantle.
Well, I call it.
All right, that's fine. What do you call the iron supports that you put logs across in a fireplace in order to hold them up when they're burning?
I call it, it's been steel, you go across that window or something.
No, not across the window, but when you put, like for instance, a fireplace, when you want to burn some logs, there's some pieces of steel in there.
Yeah, yeah, I've burnt it on there.
What do you call those?
I call them see, like you got the furnace, not that high, and I'm going to put that wood in that furnace, something like that. That's what you're talking about?
Well, for instance, if you have a fireplace, just an ordinary fireplace, and there's some pieces of
steel
or metal in the fireplace that kind of stand there, and then you can put logs over them, and they don't touch the bottom, they burn much easier that way. What do you call those pieces of metal?
I call it a steel woman.
Do you call?
I look a lot.
What do you call it? A dog iron?
No, I don't dog iron.
That's not a dog iron?
No.
What's a dog iron?
That was in fireplaces.
All right. That's what I wanted to know. That's what I was asking. What do you call the wood that you use to start a fire with? You know, the little pieces of wood that you cut up? What do you call that?
I call it killing.